Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott, describe where you are.
Well, we're in the beer garden of a place where we've spent many a happy hour, which is a pub near Radio 1. They've kindly lent us their beer garden for this experiment.
You know, as well as lending you the beer garden, have they lent you a glass of white wine as well?
No, it's too early for that.
Okay.
I'm sure they'll have a bottle cooling for afterwards, though.
And who are you with?
Right, well, we're with a guy called Yorkie, who is an actual official paintball man, and he's given me the gun that we're going to use.
So you have the gun at the moment?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, here's how it works.
I've been told to not point it at people, apart from Laura.
Yeah, okay. I'll agree with you on that.
So I can't turn around and talk to people. I've just got to point it straight at her.
Yeah, but you might not end up with that gun, you see, because this is how it's going to work. I've got to ask you a question. Mm. Whoever gets the question right is the person who ends up with that gun. And the other one of you will have an apple placed on your head. And the person with the gun will then attempt to shoot the apple off your head.
Chopper.
Yes.
Why aren't you doing this, please?
Because I've got a bit of a flaky scalp at the moment. Okay.
I'm liking you less and less every day.
I'm quite happy with that. Right. do you want to know what the name of the game is called?
Oh, yes, please.
Shh. You sounded half enthusiastic then.
Shoot an apple off my head. Whoever gets this question right will be the person who shoots at the apple.
Okay.
Who did William Tell supposedly shoot an apple off the head of?
Is this history?
Yes.
Hate history.
Was it a king?
No, it wasn't.
Was it...
Was it Robin Hood?
No.
Was it... I don't know.
Well, guess.
Einstein.
No.
He had something to do with apples, didn't he?
No, Einstein didn't. It was the other one who had something to do with apples. But I can't say who that was because it might be the answer.
Any names from...
Well, I've given you one, gravity. Any names from history?
Embrace,
that's right. Danny from Embrace. Who did William Tell supposedly shoot an apple off the head of?
Henry VIII.
I was going to say that.
No.
One of his wives?
No.
Anne Boleyn?
No.
Catherine of Aragon?
No.
Elizabeth I?
No.
Elizabeth II?
No.
Third?
No.
That'd be good though, wouldn't it?
Do you want a clue then?
Yeah.
Okay, it was a member of his family.
Whose family?
William Tell. Oh. Bob. No.
He was talking about Henry VIII again.
Did you just say Bob?
Bob Tell.
Henry Tell.
Not Henry Tell, no.
Steve Tell.
No.
Dave Tell?
Dave Tell.
Wayne Tell.
No. Maybe if you just give me the family member as opposed to the family member's name.
His wife.
Not his wife, no.
His brother.
No.
His dad.
No.
His granny.
No.
His granddad.
No.
His cousin Richard.
His uncle.
No. No.
His auntie.
No.
His nephew.
Baby.
Not his nephew. Baby's closer.
His son.
Yes!
Yes!
When I found that out, I was quite surprised because I'd have thought his wife wouldn't have been very happy at him shooting an apple off the head of his son, but it was something to do with a punishment.
All right. So I get the gun, do I?
So you get the gun.
Yes.
And Laura has to put the apple on her head. So are you ready?
I'm not sure I want to do this anymore. No.
Well, what are you doing at the moment?
Okay, well, I've just stepped a few paces back from Laura, and we're both wearing attractive boiler suits, and I've got the gun in my hand with the guard on it at the moment, and Laura is about to have an apple placed on her head.
So now, live on Radio 1, Scott Mills will shoot an apple off Laura's head.
Right, are you ready?
Right.
Ready?
I think so.
Right, remember this is my first time, okay?
Yeah. Good luck. Put the apple on my head, please. Right, it's on my head now.
You ready?
Scott, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Aim. Fire!
Don't shoot me! You just got my leg!
What have you done? That sounded like you just shot her in the leg. What have you done?
I did, yeah.
That's like miles away from her head.
I was just practicing again.
Oh, God, it's like I've been stung by a wasp or something.
My advice would be maybe aim higher.
That's probably paggers. If you do that again, I'll come and kick you.
Okay, here we go.
That's my other leg. I'm so shaking. Oh, you did it. Oh my God.
Has he actually done it?
Oh my God.
Yay! Well done.
Are you okay?
I'm not talking to you. You did my legs on purpose.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I told you this earlier. I was out with my mum at the weekend, going for a bit of lunch on the Avenue. Mm-hmm. It's a famous road in Southampton. And my mum was driving. And this bloke, without warning, just comes right out in his car. Mum slams on the brakes, so nearly crashing into him. Like that. And then he gets out of his car and starts hurling abuse at my mum.
So you, being the dutiful son, got out and defended your mum's honour and punched him?
No, I didn't. I'm not that kind of person. Well, his car had like one of those for sale signs in the back window with a mobile number on. Ha 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 ha. See what I've done there?
Ha ha ha.
So instead of going, yeah, come on, mate, go and do something about it, do you? And my best Hampshire accent, what I did was just took the number down and thought, ha ha, we could have some fun with this on the show. Now, obviously, that's true. We can do that. Mm-hmm. But I thought, before we really launched into it, today what we could do is give him the opportunity to apologise to my mum for what he said, right?
Yeah.
Now, I called him during Newsbeat, and I've asked him to say sorry to my mum. I'm now going to play you what happened. Now, during this call, there is some swearing. But
you potty mouth.
He started it. But we have bleeped it out like this. However, if you are a sensitive soul, or if you have sensitive souls with you, maybe at home or in the car at the moment, wherever, maybe you want to turn down for a minute or so. Here's me calling that potty mouth man that hurled abuse at my mum.
Hello.
Hello, I don't know whether you remember me. I met you at the weekend in Southampton.
Did I?
You drive a blue Audi, don't you?
Yes, I do, yeah.
I was out with my mum at the weekend.
Sorry, I'm a bit confused here.
It's not ringing any bells for you at the moment, is it?
No, it's not. Sorry, can
right.
you...
Right. You pulled out, you must remember this, without looking, and my mum managed to avoid crashing into you, and then you called my mum a stupid... You must remember that.
Right.
You said, what the are you doing, you stupid... You were lucky that I was in a good mood that day, because otherwise I would have done you some serious damage. Do you see what I'm... Do you know what I'm talking about, mate?
Off.
Now, listen, I've got an idea. I've got my mum here with me now, and I'm going to put it on speakerphone, and you can say sorry, right? So repeat after me. Mrs. Mills, I'm very sorry for calling you a...
Off.
That was it. Right. That went quite well.
It's made me angry now.
Has it? Yeah. I particularly liked the way when you threatened him, he just laughed.
You were lucky that I was in a good mood that day, because otherwise I would have done you some serious damage. Do you know what I'm talking about, mate? National Radio 1. Do I not sound that threatening?
Not massively, no. Podcast. Radio
1. If you missed it earlier, we played Chapa's new game, which involved me shooting an apple off Laura's head with a paintball gun. Mm. We're going to try and get that on. We have videoed it. We'll try and get it up online as soon as we can. We're working on it, yeah? Yeah.
Give us a chance.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. Keep checking back. The me shooting an apple off Laura's head game will be on there for you to watch very soon. A lot of you pointed out that Laura made some great noises earlier when we were shooting the apple off her head, and I've got some of them here. Just check with me. Are these the ones that you mean? I think those are the ones they meant by looking at the text, yeah. I don't understand why people like the noise of people being scared so much.
I don't.
Okay. Remember you were kissing some animals.
Don't do this. Don't put me with Laura here.
Laura was having an apple shot off her head earlier. Here's you and her being scared at the same time.
Oh, that smells of poop.
And that's what two people who are scared sound like. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.